special or significant days. Perhaps for some recently, that's been exams. Hopefully, maybe passing an exams, taking exams, there, you know, and getting the exam results. Been watching people on the news or getting the, you know, A level or O level results, and the excitement of that. It's an important day, isn't it? But maybe there's lots of special days. First day at school for some is a very special day. Perhaps your first day when in a new job is an important day. Obviously, you've got to say if you get married, your marriage day obviously is a special day, isn't it? Just for those that are like nodding and I'm prodding and saying, yes, it is. And those anniversaries that lead from that. Your birth maybe of your children is a special day, birth of grandchildren. Special day when your football team or your rugby team, I just had to get that in for Michael, wins the league. That's always a special occasion. But also too when we've lost somebody who we love, and that day becomes very significant to us as well as we go over in the years ahead. Special, important, significant days. For Christians, a special day is, as Mildred Schofield, and she was one of ours recently, at the age of 54, she put it like this. She said, I met Jesus as my Saviour. You know, for some, this might be a specific day. For Mildred Schofield, it was a specific day for her. She was 54 years old, and it was on Good Friday in 1986. She can pin the day when, for her, she met Jesus, her Saviour. For others, I think this can happen over a period of time. And the best way I can explain it, as I used to talk about it on a course called Alpha, is I said that if there were two people travelling from London to Edinburgh, and there's two blokes on a train, they're sat next to each other on a train, and the train sets off, and as the train sets off, one of them nods off, goes to sleep. But the other one, he likes looking out the window and he's interested. And he sees, as at one point in his journey, he comes across the sign that says, as he's looking out the window, "Welcome to Scotland," as the train goes from London to Edinburgh. And as he looks at that sign, as he whizzes past, he looks at his clock and he thinks, oh, it's 1:30. And then the journey carries on, and the train eventually gets in to Edinburgh. At that point, both those blokes in that story have gone from London to Edinburgh. They started off in England, and they're now in Scotland. One of them knows the exact time that he went from England to Scotland. 1:30. He saw it out the window when he passed the sign. As we were travelling this summer, we saw the sign, "Welcome to Belgium, welcome to the Netherlands," as we went through. But the other guy, he just woke up, and he now knows, at one point, he was in England, but he now knows he's in Scotland. You're not quite sure what time he passed from one to the other, but he now knows as he wakes up at Edinburgh train station that he's now in Scotland. I think for Christians it's a bit like that. Some people have a specific time and date when they know that for them was the day that they decided or they met Jesus as their Saviour and their Lord. For others, they haven't got a specific time or a specific date, but as they look back over their lives, they just know that now they know Jesus as their Lord and Saviour personally in their lives. My prayer is that every Christian has many special days through their faith. They will have days when they encounter God through the Holy Spirit. They'll have days when they feel and know God's deep love in their lives. They'll have days when they're filled with God's peace and joy, and they'll just have that tangible sense of His presence. They'll have days when God speaks into their lives in specific ways and perhaps encourages them or directs them, guides them, assures them, whatever it might be. And the last day is when God uses them. It's always special as a Christian when you know God has used you in a particular way, perhaps to help somebody else or to help someone else find Jesus or to just be kind in Jesus' name and build his kingdom. You know, for a Christian, a significant special day was the day they found Jesus, and I hope there are many. But baptism, for many Christians, is one of those special days. And for those five people today who we're going to baptize, I pray that today will be a significant, a special moment, a special day in your Christian journey. Now, when we baptize in this church, they're going to get two things at least from the church anyway, probably more than that. But the first thing they're going to get is they're going to get a certificate. And a certificate so that they can just put it somewhere and just help them to remember that today was the day that they were baptized through full immersion. But we're also, I like to buy them a present, a little present from the church that they can somehow like a keepsake. And when they see that present somewhere in their house, they think to themselves, that reminds me of the day, that significant day in my Christian journey when I was baptized. And now, for the ladies, they're going to get this. Let me put that image up. The ladies are going to get this. Now, that is a butterfly paperweight. Here they are, on here. Look, there they are. Here they are, our butterfly paperweight. And the three ladies today that will be baptized will get this as their gift from the church. And I hope that in the future, when they see that, that will remind them that was the day that I was baptized. Now, I picked this gift, I think, for two reasons, really. The first reason I picked this gift as a gift to give to the ladies today who will be baptized is because it's got a butterfly on it. Okay? Now, a butterfly is always a good illustration for the Christian life and even for baptism. That whole process of what we call metamorphosis, is that the word? I think so. It starts, doesn't it, with an egg. Now, we all start that way, really, don't we? We all start as an egg. I'm not going to go any further into the birds and the bees. I'm going to trust that you kind of know where we're going after that. But in this case, the egg produces a caterpillar. And a caterpillar, I think, has an okay life. It crawls around. It maybe explores different leaves. It maybe enjoys eating. And we too, as anybody out there in the world, people, we hope that they can have an okay, even a very good life, even without Jesus. But then what happens is the caterpillar, we know, don't we, becomes a chrysalis. And a chrysalis is like an embodied state. It gets into that embodied tombed state, doesn't it? Most of you will know this. And out of that chrysalis, out of that embodied state, comes a butterfly. And a butterfly is just this great illustration of a transformed life. It's more life, I think, than being a caterpillar. I mean, you can fly now. A caterpillar can just crawl around on the old leaf and maybe eat a bit. Now you can fly and you can explore and, you know, you're set free. And I think that image helps us to think about the new transformed life Christians are offered in Jesus Christ. Paul puts it like this in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here. But even, as we think about that butterfly, I think even the chrysalis state, that embodied tomb, also links us. And it links us to Jesus' death and resurrection. And I think it can also be an illustration for us for baptism. Because part of the baptism illustration is the fact that that image of dying to self as you go down into the water and then being raised again to new life. So I think the butterfly helps us just to think a little bit about what today's life about, especially for those who are Christians. Remembering that fact that in many ways they have been transformed by the love of Christ. And today as they go down into the water, they die to self and they publicly proclaim that they are raised again to new life in Christ, to fly. The second reason I chose that particular ornament was because I just thought, well, I like, as you can see, it's got words on it and Bible verses. And partly it's there, those Bible verses are there to remind us who we are in Jesus. And it will be hopefully a reminder to the people who are baptized, especially the girls, but it's a reminder to all people. So the first word up there, it says, is unique. And it's quoting Psalm 139 that says this: "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that so well." What that verse says to me is that God says that we were created. We are not an accident. Yes, we have parents, but God was involved right at the start, carefully shaping us. You, as all here today, are fearfully and wonderfully made. I want to especially say that to the five people who would be baptized today, that that's what God says about you. That you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are unique. But I say it to us all as well. The second thing that it says up there is the word special. And you see the Bible verse there, Ephesians 2, verse 10, that says this: "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." What does that say? I think it says that you or we are God's handiwork. He says, "Look at what I have made," God says. "It is good. It is special." God looks at you and says, "You are good. You are special. You are important." And more than that, it says that we have a purpose and we have a meaning in our relationship with Jesus. It reminds us that that is who we are. The next word it says up there is the word precious. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20 says this. 1 Corinthians 6 says, "You were bought at a price, therefore honour God with your bodies." It's talking about the fact that we are so precious. We have a great value to God shown through his love for us. You were bought at a price. We all were. And that price was his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. That's how precious we are. That we were bought with God's love through sending his son, Jesus, to die on the cross. That we are so precious to him that we are bought at the ultimate price so that we can know that we are precious to God. The next word up there is the word chosen. John 15, verse 16 says these words: "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." You and me, we are chosen. We are appointed. We are picked out. We are not like the last one picked on that team at school, you know, when they're picking the football team or the rounders team or whatever, and maybe you're not the sporty type and you're like, "Oh no, please don't let me be last, please don't let me be last." And then they get to that point when you're last and they go, "Go on then, I'll have him. Go on then." That's not what this is saying. God says I want you. I choose you individually. That's how important, precious, valuable you are to him. And part of being on God's team is that we bear fruit in the kingdom of God. The next word there is the word lovely. Daniel 12 verse 3 says this: those who were wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12 reminds us that you are made to shine for Jesus. To shine for Jesus like stars in the darkness of this world. That you are made to shine for Jesus, giving glory to God and attracting others to King Jesus. And then finally, it says the word strong. Psalm 18, verse 35, says this: you make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. You and me are strong in the Lord. He is our shield. He is our protector. He is the one who gives us sustaining strength and sustaining help. So I just thought to myself, well, you know, I hope that's an appropriate gift to give to particularly those that will, particularly the girls. The men are getting something a bit more manly, I think. You'll have to ask them when at the end what they got. But for the, yeah, Yorkie bar, yeah. Not for girls. But I just thought that's a good momentum, because that butterfly reminds us that we might be transformed in Christ. And, you know, we can all be that as we accept the invitation of Jesus. And then as we step into a relationship with Jesus, as we become Christians and we move into faith in Christ, then some of the many, many, many Bible verses that just remind us who we are in Christ, in Jesus. And they're not just for those that are baptized today, but they are for all of us, for every single one of us. So I hope that in itself is just a little reminder of what we are celebrating today through baptism in our church. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're going to move along into our service a little bit.